بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we will start from verse number 26. And inshallah we will recite 26, 27 and 28. Okay? Please open verse number 26. Okay? You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you find it? 26?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I will recite one word by one word and you recite after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الله
لا
يستحي
أن
يضرب
مثلاً
ما
بعوضة
فما
فوقها.
Again,
إن
الله
لا
يستحي
أن
يضرب
مثلاً
ما
بعوضة
فما
فوقها.
إن
الله
لا
يستحي
أن
يضرب
مثلاً
ما
بعوضة
فما
فوقها.
فأما
الذين
آمنوا
فيعلمون
أنه
الحق
من
ربهم.
وأما
الذين
كفروا
فيقولون
ماذا
أراد
الله
بهذا
مثلاً
يضل
به
كثيراً
ويهدي
به
كثيراً
وما
يضل
به
إلا
الفاسقين. Again,
إن
الله
لا
يستحي
أن
يضرب
مثلاً
ما
بعوضة
فما
فوقها.
فأما
الذين
آمنوا
فيعلمون
أنه
الحق
من
ربهم
وأما
الذين
كفروا
فيقولون
ماذا
أراد
الله
بهذا مثلا
يضل به
كثيرا
ويهدي
به
كثيرا
وما
يضل
به
إلا
الفاسقين.
We will move to next ayah.
الذين
ينقضون
عهد
الله
من
بعد
ميثاقه
ويقطعون
ما
أمر
الله
به
أن
يوصل
ويفسدون
في
الأرض
أولئك
هم الخاسرون.
الخاسرون
الذين
ينقضون
عهد
الله
من بعد
ميثاقه
ويقطعون
ما
أمر
الله
به
أن
يوصل
ويفسدون
في
الأرض
أولئك
هم
الخاسرون.
كيف
تكفرون
بالله
وكنتم
أمواتا
فأحياكم
ثم
يميتكم
ثم
يحييكم
ثم
إليه
ترجعون.
أجل
كيف
تكفرون
بالله
وكنتم
أمواتا
فأحياكم
ثم
يميتكم
ثم
يحييكم
ثم
إليه
ترجعون.
Okay,
I will read the three verses again and you read it after me.
Okay.
And we'll finish. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Inna
Allah
la yastahi
an yadriba
mathalan
ما
بعوضة
فما
فوقها
فأما
الذين
آمنوا
فيعلمون
أنه
الحق
من ربهم
وأما
الذين
كفروا
فيقولون
ماذا
أراد
الله
بهذا
مثلا مثلا
يضل
به
كثيرا
كثيرا
ويهدي
به
كثيرا
كثيرا
وما
يضل
به
إلا
الفاسقين
الذين
ينقضون
عهد
الله
من بعد
ميثاقه
ويقطعون
ما
أمر
الله
به
أن
يوصل
ويفسدون
في
الأرض
أولئك
هم
الخاسرون
كيف
تكفرون
بالله
وكنتم
أمواتا
فأحياكم
ثم
يميتكم
ثم
يحييكم
ثم
إليه
ترجعون
صدق
الله العظيم. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue with Surah Abasa, and first we will revise Surah Abasa together, inshallah. So I will read and you read after me up to the verse number 30. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
عبس
عبس
وتولى
وتولى.
Again, عبس
عبس
تولى
وتولى.
أن جاءه الأعمى
وما
يدريك
لعله
يذكى
أو
يذكر
فتنفعه
الذكرى.
أما
من
استغنى
فأنت
له
تصدى.
وما
عليك
ألا
يزكى.
وأما
من
جاءك
يسعى
وهو
يخشى
فأنت
عنه
تلهى
كلا
إنها
تذكرة
فمن
شاء
ذكره
في صحف
صحف
مكرمة
مكرمة
مرفوعة
مرفوعة
مطهرة
مطهرة
بأيدي
سفرة سفرة
كرام
كرام
بررة
بررة
قتلة
قتلة
الإنسان
الإنسان
ما أكفر
أكفر
من
أي
شيء
خلقه
من
نطفة
خلقه
فقدر
ثم
السبيل
يسر
ثم
أماته
فأقبر
ثم
إذا
شاء
أنشر
كلا
لما
يقضي
ما
أمره
فلينظري
الإنسان
إلى
طعامه
إنا
صببنا
الماء
صبا
ثم
شققنا
الأرض
شقا
فأنبتنا
فيها
حبا
وعنبا
وقضبا
وزيتونا
ونخلا
وحدائق
غلبا
صدق الله العظيم. So this is what we have before, and today inshallah we will start the new one. Okay, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفاكهة
وأبا
again
وفاكهة وأبا
متاعا
لكم
ولأنعامكم. There is a sukun above the عين. Okay, so you divide at the sukun. So you will say ولأن. Okay, this is first part. ولأن, then عامكم. ولأن عامكم.
ولأن
عامكم. Three times.
ولأن عامكم.
Again.
ولأن عامكم.
Again.
ولأن عامكم.
فإذا
جاءت الصاخة
يوم
يفر
المرء
من أخيه
وأمه
وأبيه
وصاحبته
وبنيه
لكل
امرئ
منهم
يومئذ
شأن
يغنيه.
Again, you have a sukun above the rain, so you will say يغنيه.
يغنيه.
وجوه
again, wujuhun,
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 yawma'idhin,
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 musfirah,
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 dahikatun,
dahikatun,
mustabshirah,
mustabshirah,
dahikatun,
dahikatun,
mustabshirah,
mustabshirah,
wawjuhun,
wawjuhun,
yawma'idhin,
yawma'idhin,
alayha,
alayha,
ghabarah,
ghabarah,
again, wawjuhun,
wawjuhun,
yawma'idhin,
yawma'idhin,
alayha,
alayha,
ghabarah,
ghabarah,
tarhaquha,
tarhaquha,
again, there is sukun above the re. So it is tar haquha,
tar haquha,
qatara,
qatara,
ulaika,
ulaika,
humu,
humu,
al-kafaratu,
al-kafaratu,
al-fajara,
al-fajara.
Now we will read the meaning of the verses which we read. Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So that, inshallah, while we are reading, you know, we will be oriented what we are reading. We read from verse 30 to 42. You can get it, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Until you get it, okay, I will read again from 30 to 42. Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
You want us to read with you?
Yes, okay. I will read alone until they get to that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاقة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قطرة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. So now inshallah we will read the meaning of these 30 pages. 30 verses, so that we know. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually, in order to know the meaning, we'll start from verse number 24. Okay, so we will read the meaning from the verse number 24. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِهِ. In verse number 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding, you know, the mankind that, you know, everything is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in verse number 24, Allah is saying, then let man look at his food. We pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in clefts. And you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all we is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so that none will be under the impression that I am the one. Allah is clarifying. The one who sent the water is Allah. The one who made the earth to be split in clefts is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mankind can try their best to split. But if the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not, they will never succeed to split. So the one who made the split in reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that he said, and we split the earth in clefts. And we cause therein the grain to grow. So without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we put the grains and we give the water and the sun is there and the rain is there, none will grow except when we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, make the grain to grow. Because growth is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So that, you know, everyone will be living the reality that everything is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah make the grain to grow and the grapes and clover plants, okay, for the cattle, okay, to eat it. And the olives and the date palms and the gardens and many trees and fruits
and herbage, okay, to be a provision and a benefit for you and your cattle. So your provision and your cattle is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can prevent the rain. Okay, and so we will not have a provision and the cattle will not have a provision. Okay, so that you know, the mankind needs this reminder all the time. It is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, then Allah is reminding, you know, the mankind again. Then when it comes, the second blowing of the trumpet on the day of the resurrection, okay, this is again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while we are living in this life, our provision is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life will finish, then the other life will start. How it will start? It will start with the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, what will happen? The day shall a man flee from his brother and his mother and his father and his wife and his children. You see? Subhanallah. Again and again. From Allah to Allah. And Allah is not in the schedule of the Muslims up till now. So, you know, what will be our future? No future. Okay? So, let us continue in ayah number 37. Allah is clarifying. Every man that day will have enough to make him careless of the others. Okay? Then the people, you know, will be divided. Some faces that day will be bright, the true believers of the Islamic monotheism. Okay? Laughing, rejoicing at good news of the paradise. Okay? Inshallah, we pray to Allah that all of us and all the Muslims, inshallah. But we have to do the good deeds and we have to be true believers. And other faces that day will be dust stained, darkness will cover them. Such will be the disbeliever in Allah, in His oneness and in His messenger, okay, and the wicked evil doers. We are always concentrating on the wicked evil doers of the Muslims, okay, because as Muslims I have to care for the Muslims to be in the paradise. None of my business that the disbelievers, they are not interested in the paradise. I am interested that, and I hope that all the Muslims will be in the paradise. How the Muslims will be in the paradise if they are evil doers, if they don't know the reality, if they don't believe that everything is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if so long as Allah is not in the schedule, okay, so how they will be true believers? To be a true believer, your deeds will clarify the level of your belief. Okay, relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the thermometer of your belief. If you are a true believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on the top of your schedule, daily schedule. The most important is to do my responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, the responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only to fast and to pray. The responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to live my life, okay, as to live Islam as a way of life. I am a Muslim in every minute of my life, okay? So we Muslims have to care for this. If we are true believers, if we believe that on the day of judgment, if you are believers in the Quran, you know, this is the problem, sisters. If you notice that the Muslims are not living Islam as a way of life, this means that they don't believe in the reality of the Quran. Because if I believe in the facts which are in the Quran, that on the day of judgment, everyone will escape from the other one and I will be looking for one good deed, I will not find it. So I have to dedicate all my daily life now to have good deeds. How I can have good deeds? I can have the good deeds when I will live, you know, Islam as a way of life. Okay, when I will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstances. When I will be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the most important for me, more than the wealth and more than the job and more than the kids and more than the fun and more than the vacation and more than everything. And then everyone has to ask herself or himself. This is the reality, okay, of the Muslims? Unfortunately, mostly, no. The most important is to accumulate the wealth and to have the kids
whether the kids are true believer or not, I want to have big number of kids, and I want them to have the best qualifications, and I want them to have the best jobs. Are you sure that your kids are true Muslims? Inshallah, they will be. Did you do an effort with your kids to be sure that they are true believers? I sent them to Islamic schools, and inshallah. What about your effort? What about your supervision? What about that? As you are keen that your kids will be having the best education, are you keen to the same extent that your kids will be true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the problem. This is the most important problem. You know, the most important problem is that, you know, we need to realize the reality. The reality is that, you know, the most important for me as a human being living this daily life or worldly life is that I am a true believer in reality. So everyone has to ask himself or herself before going to bed. Myself, today I was a true believer. Myself, today Allah was the most important in my schedule. Myself, today I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the acts. Myself, today I was a sincere Muslim. Myself, I am destroying you. You know, this has to be the reality. If one day I didn't pray the prayer in the, at time, and I didn't leave the prayer, it is not just to finish the prayer. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Muslims, some of them are praying like the birds. They just knock the earth with their forehead, just knocking, 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 and escaping. Okay, this is not accountable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you were in the most important meeting with the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your mind was outside. Okay, this is not acceptable from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, because if I believe that the most important meeting is the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, okay, the one whom he is the one clarifying that he everything in this life is up to him, and on the day of judgment will be the difficult meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so if I am a true believer, I will say to myself, the most important is the meeting with the Lord. I have to plan for it, and I have to concentrate. There is no issue which has an importance in my life more than the meeting with the Lord. Because if I don't meet the Lord in the proper way, number one, my prayer will not be accounted for me. Okay. Number two, I will not get the benefit of the prayer. The prayer has a lot of benefit, you know, for the Muslims. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the prayer for us 5 times for our sake. Not for his sake. Allah is not in need of anyone. Okay, so I didn't get the mercy and the tranquility and the peace and the reassurance which I am supposed to have it after the prayer. I didn't have any of this. And my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't become more stronger after the prayer. So after the prayer, I'm still a lost human being, running after the worldly issues. And I don't know in reality why I am running so quickly. Everyone has to ask himself or herself, why we are running so quickly after the worldly life? What will be the end of this race? The end is the grave. You will not take anything with you. We run to have houses, we will leave the house. We run to have a car, we will leave the car. I run to have kids, I will leave the kids. I run to have jewelry, the jewelry are in the bank. None knows how to get it. Okay, then what was, why I was running? I was running to the grave. But this is not the end. This is the beginning. This is the beginning in reality. So why we will not be realistic? If we are realistic, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, life will be very, very good. When I live my life as a realistic, true believer, I will live a very good life. I have the Lord, He is the one taking care of everything. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, I am His slave. I am living my life according to His commands. And all praise to Allah, He is making my heart full of mercy, full of trust, full of hope. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am obeying Him with full trust that this is the only way to live this worldly life in a good shape. And all praise to Allah, my heart is full of trust that inshallah the paradise is very close and this test will end one day while I am the winner inshallah. This is the reality of this life.
Okay, but when you look around you and you observe that we Muslims, okay, this fact is not clear for us. Either we don't know it or we don't want to know it. Okay, we prefer to live running or living only for the worldly enjoyment. And again, you know, sisters, I have to clarify to you one reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make the happiness in the worldly enjoyment. You know, this fact, you know, sometimes you feel that this is not the reality. This is the reality. The real happiness in your heart, okay, is a feeling which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow on your heart. Okay? The car cannot give it to me. The house cannot give it to me. The jewelry, none can give it to me. Okay? I can have everything, but still I am sitting alone at home very upset. And someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, you have everything. Why you are upset? I will tell, I don't know. I got everything which I am supposed to be happy through, and still I am not happy. Even I am more upset because I lost hope in the worldly enjoyment to make me happy. How I can be a happy person? Okay? You can be a happy person through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah will pour it in your heart. Okay? None can make you happy. Okay? But, okay, we Muslims, okay, we are not sure yet of this reality. So we are running in the race of the worldly life. Okay? Mostly we are not happy. Mostly we are not satisfied. Mostly we are not successful. Because to be successful, okay, this means that you are living Islam as a way of life. I always say, you know, in the classes, if you give me in one class, five sisters whom they love each other for the sake of Allah, this means that all praise to Allah, okay, we are living, you know, the reality of Islam. Okay, in any class, even if the class is 50 sisters, just give me five whom they love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. When they tell me, Sister Mona, the car which you were looking to have it, Sister Fawdaya, have it, I tell you, all praise to Allah. Sister Fawdaya is Mona. No problem. Alhamdulillah, I'm very happy from the depths of my heart because I am true believer. Through the love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give me a lot of mercy inside my heart and a lot of reward. And I am a true believer that the decree of Allah is the best for me. Now, the car is better for Sister Fawzi. Maybe the car will be a source of happiness for me. After 1 or 2 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better than me, I don't know. So this is the love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of the sake of Allah, which is a signal that I am a true believer. When she got the car which I was looking for, I was not unhappy or I have envy or whatever problem I have. No, I was in reality. This is how we have to train ourselves. How I can train myself or prepare myself or help myself to be in this area. Because if you live this reality, okay, you will never be upset. You will never have any bad feeling. When someone come and tell me, for example, Sister Muhiba, her son is the first one on this, you know, when, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he got the highest grade and your son got the third. Okay, he is the first, your son is the, Sister Mona, your son is number 3 and Sister Muhiba's son is number 4. I tell her, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sister Muhiba's son is my son. Because at the end of the day, I will leave my son, and I will leave my car, and I will leave everything, and I will get with me these good feelings, these good deeds, this what is accountable for me. This what I will find on the day of judgment. This is number one. Number two, when I felt this good feeling towards Sister Muhiba and Sister Fawdaya, how did I spend my life? Very good life. Clean hearted. Everyone loves me. Strong community. Very successful group of people. Alhamdulillah. And everyone has to believe that none can change the decree of Allah. If Allah wants Sister Fawdaya to have the car, she will have the car. If I cry day and night, Sister Fawdaya will have the car. So what is better for me? To be happy for Sister Fawdaya and to show Sister Fawdaya that I love her, Sister Fawdaya will love me a lot.
She will say, you see Mona, what Mona did. She didn't have the car, but she's very happy. I will follow her. I will try to be the same. Sister Muhiba will say the same. Then we will be true believers. Then we will be mercy to each other. Then life will be very good in America. Because I have two or three sisters whom they are equal to thousands of sisters. They make my heart full of happiness. This is the happiness. This is the security. You know, this is how I feel secure. When I feel that I am living a life with only three sincere hearts. Whom they love me for the sake of Allah. They love me more than my real sister. And I trust them more than my real sister and whoever my real brother. Okay? So where are we? How we are living our life? You know, we are just getting knowledge and knowledge and knowledge and knowledge and knowledge. What is the importance of knowledge if we don't, you know, practice what we are learning, if we are not living this reality? Let us now read about Surah Abasa again. We will revise again. So just this is the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which everyone has to remind himself about. It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day of judgment, everyone will escape. Don't spoil your time with your friends and with your kids. Take care of your kids because these are your responsibility. But when the time of prayer comes, pray in the best shape. When you have to recite the Quran, recite the Quran. When you have to help a sister for the sake of Allah, don't tell yourself, I have to take my son to play soccer, okay, so that, unfortunately, I will not be able to help the sister whom she is in need of me. Your sister whom she is in need of you is more important than your kid to play the soccer. Okay, your kid can be cancelled, but your sister cannot be cancelled because Allah will give you a very big reward and Allah will give you the real happiness after you will help your sister. Okay, because the happiness is up to Allah when His rules are fulfilled in our daily life. So let us now read again from 30 to 24 and then we will revise from the beginning. We will read again from أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة
يوم
يفر
المرء
من
أخيه
وأمه
وأبيه
وصاحبته
وبنيه
لكل
امرئ
منهم
يومئذ
شأن
يغني
وجوه
يومئذ
مسفرة
ضاحكة مستبشرة
ووجوه
يومئذ
عليها
غبرة
ترهقها
قترة
أولئك
هم
الكفرة
الفجرة
الفجرة. Okay, we will read again. I will read and you read after me, then you read again alone. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
عبس
عبس
وتولى
وتولى
أن
جاءه
الأعمى
الأعمى
وما
يدريك
لعله
يذكر أو
يذكر
فتنفعه فتن فاو
الذكرى
الذكرى
أما
أما
مني
مني
استغنى
استغنى
فأنت
فأنت
له
له
تصدى
تصدى
وما
وما
عليك
عليك
ألا
ألا
يذكى
يذكى
وأما
وأما
من
من
جاءك
جاءك
يسعى
يسعى
وهو
وهو
يخشى
يخشى
فأنت
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 عنه
عنه
تلهى
تلهى
كلا
كلا
إنها
إنها
تذكرة
تذكرة
فمن
فمن
شاء
شاء
ذكره
ذكره
في
في
صحف
صحف
مكرمة
مكرمة
مرفوعة
مرفوعة
مطهرة
مطهرة
بأيدي
بأيدي
سفرة
سفرة
كرام
كرام
بررة
بررة
قتل
قتل
الإنسان
الإنسان
ما
ما
أكفره
أكفره
من
من
أي
أي
شيء
شيء
خلقه
خلقه
من
من
نطفة
نطفة
خلقه
خلقه
فقدره
فقدره
ثم
ثم
السبيل
السبيل
يسره
يسره
ثم
ثم
أماته
أماته
فأقبره
فأقبره
ثم
ثم
إذا
إذا
شاء
شاء
أنشره
أنشره
كلا
كلا
لما
لما
يقضي
يقدم
ما
ما
أمره
أمره
فل ينظري
ينظري
الإنسان
الإنسان
إلى
إلى
طعامه
طعامه
أنا
أنا
صببنا
صببنا
الماء
الماء
صب
صب
ثم شققنا
شققنا
الأرض
الأرض
شقا
شقا
فأنبتنا
فأنبتنا
فيها
فيها
حبا
حبا
وعنبا
وعنبا
وقضبا
وقضبا
وزيتونا
وزيتونا
ونخلا
ونخلا
وحدائق
وحدائق
غلبا
غلبا
وفاكهة
وفاكهة
وأبا
وهبا
متاعا
متاعا
لكم
لكم
ولأن
ولأن
عامكم
عامكم
فإذا
فإذا
جاءت
جاءت
الصاخة
الصاخة
يوم
يوم
يفر
يفر
المرء
المرء
من
من
أخيه
أخيه
وأمه
وأمه
وأبيه
وأبيه
وصاحبته
وصاحبته
وبنيه
وبنيه
لكل
لكل
امرئ
امرئ
منهم
منهم
يومئذ
يومئذ
شأن
شأن
يغني
يغني
وجوه
وجوه
يومئذ
يومئذ
مسفرة
مسفرة
ضاحكة
ضاحكة
مستبشرة
مستبشرة
ووجوه
ووجوه
يومئذ
يومئذ
عليها
عليها
غبرة
غبرة
ترهقها
ترهقها
أُولَئِكَ
أُولَئِكَ
هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ
الْكَفَرَةُ
الْفَجَرَةُ أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.